The Garden of Knowledge, sheer number 52. There's a rather mysterious section in the second chapter of the Torah that speaks about four rivers. Listen to this one. This is perfect timing as we approach Pesach. The book Tefillah La'ani about Pesach says that the four rivers that flow from the Garden of Eden correspond to the four parts of the Jewish soul, the four types of people that receive blessings from Hashem, and the four sons mentioned in the Haggadah. So you have the Euphrates corresponds to the wise son who learns with emunah and righteousness, whose Torah is the power of growth. The word Euphrates in Hebrew is derived from the word for fertility, so there's growth in that section. The Chidekel corresponds to the simple son who fails to sharpen his wits properly. The word Chidekel is derived from the Hebrew word chad, meaning sharp. The next river, the Pishon River, corresponds to the son that doesn't know how to ask, for his learning doesn't amount to anything. Pishoneh in Hebrew is a mouth that learns over and over again. And Gihon corresponds to the wicked son, for Gihon in Hebrew means the belly of a snake or reptile. The Gemara alludes to this when it describes the four scholars who learn the inner aspect of Torah, metaphorically referred to as the Pardes, the orchard. Rabbi Akiva entered in peace and exited in peace. Ben Azai peaked and was struck. Ben Zoma peaked and died. And Elisha ben Avua, known as Acher, the other one, he chopped down the plantings. Not all who want to wander in the orchard of the inner secrets of the Torah are capable of doing so. The above interpretation of the four rivers ignited a new idea in Rav Arish's understanding, which explains how the aforementioned four scholars arrived at their individual destinies. So who's Rabbi Akiva? He was able to enter the deepest aspects of Torah in peace and exit in peace. Rabbi Akiva not only had a prodigious intellect, but a most upright character. He emphasizes that loving one's neighbor as oneself is the essence of Torah. Rabbi Akiva is also the pillar of Emunah, and he teaches us to say that whatever Hashem does is always for the best. Rabbi Akiva attained those highest levels of emunah and humility. The entire oral Torah stems from him. The rabbis say that he was worthy enough to have received the Torah on Mount Sinai. Rabbi Akiva was not born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was the son of converts, and until the age of 40, he was a laborer and he knew nothing. He had to start literally learning the Hebrew alphabet at the age of 40. He cried to Hashem for every morsel of Torah that he learned. He suffered terrible poverty, but he served Hashem, studied Torah with all his heart. His disadvantages, as we said previously, were his advantages. For his poverty and his modest background made him climb so high in Torah and spirituality, and it made his climb even more remarkable. He became the great of our people. He never forgot where he came from. Rabbi Akiva humbly viewed himself as nothing without Hashem. Therefore, he davened for everything. Since everything he attained was the result of prayer, it was all beneficial. As such, he was able to become one with the Torah. He would be able to understand the deepest aspect and the secrets of Torah without losing his mind or becoming arrogant. As for the other rabbis, you're going to have to come back tomorrow to find out. For now, my friends, have a very lovely day.